WCRI's festival series highlights one of our community's greatest musical traditions, the Newport Music Festival. Since 1969, the Newport Music Festival has hosted over 2,000 concerts in Rhode Island's most prestigious venues, while presenting world-renowned and emerging classical music artists from around the globe. The Newport Music Festival has left an indelible mark on our music history here in Rhode Island, as well as around the world. Now, here's host Mike Mano, along with the festival's executive director, Pamela Pantos.
Welcome to another episode of the Newport Music Festival, shall I say, summer series. And Pamela Pantos is here. Welcome, Pamela.
Welcome. I love that you said summer series. Here we go.
Summer series, because it's definitely summer. The lusty month of May has started. And did you know that last week we almost set a record? It was 89 degrees at the airport, and we've had some incredible weather, and let's hope it continues.
Absolutely. So here we go straight into summer and the 50th anniversary season of the Newport Music Festival. As some of our listeners may be aware, the Newport Music Festival has very deep roots in opera that we're going to talk about this evening.
Who better to talk about opera than you? I mean, really, you know, we have an opera star that's
Ta-da!
Going to talk about opera. All right.
As a matter of fact, the first general director of the festival, Glenn Sauls, came to Newport from the Metropolitan Opera, and Rudolph Bing, who was then general manager of the Met, took the time to come to Newport for our inaugural season. Really quite amazing in 1969. As we've mentioned before, the Rossini opera, The Barber of Seville, was performed in its entirety at the auditorium at Rogers High School, and for many years after that, one-act operas and arias were an important part of the repertoire. So this year, we are very excited to have four outstanding singers come to perform on Saturday, July 14th, which happens to be Bastille Day, so appropriately, we are performing an evening of French opera. These four incredible singers are Alexandra Batsios, soprano, René Rapier, mezzo, Santiago Ballerini, tenor, and Trevor Neal, baritone. If any of our listeners want to read their bios, you can go to newportmusic.org, click on artists, and all of the artists will drop down. And if you click on their pictures, you will see their full bios.
Wow.
Yeah. So it's really wonderful that we can, you know, offer this service to our listeners and to our audience. Before we go any further, we would like to thank Vin DeBona for his generous sponsorship of this evening. Without the support of patrons like Vin, the Newport Music Festival would be unable to produce amazing concerts and events for Newport and the surrounding region. Thank you again, Vin. What I love about the repertoire for this evening, it's a real look at French opera from absolutely the beginning, like Baroque, all the way through Opéra Bouffe. So let's start with the first piece on the program. This is Gluck's Divinité du Styx from his opera Alceste. And before we delve into the history of the piece, our listeners should know that this is a favorite aria of many singers because it demonstrates an incredible range of the voice, depth of emotion, and it is beautifully dramatic. A little bit about Gluck. So he was born in 1714 and died in 1787. What's interesting about his life is he was very successful. He worked at the Habsburg court at Vienna, and he changed opera. We often call him the father of modern opera because operas were huge long. They were like 4 or 5 hours. People would just park and bark, and you know what that means. We just stand and sing. Yeah. And he shortened operas. As a matter of fact, he cut them in half, and he made them dramatic. So his idea was to make the drama of the work more important than the star singers who performed it. And his dramatic style has been seen as a precursor all the way through Wagner. A couple of interesting facts about Gluck. One of his students was Antonio Salieri. Anybody who's seen the movie Amadeus knows that he actually kind of bossed Mozart around for a while. And he spoke several languages. He also had a very famous student. Her name was Marie Antoinette, who later called him to the French court and had him stay in Paris and write all kinds of French work, which is how Alceste came into being. So he was an incredible composer, wrote lots of opera, and really changed the history of opera. So let's listen to this aria. In this aria, Alceste, who is the queen of Thessaly, is addressing the gods of the river Styx. So you can imagine a little bit dramatic here. She says to them, "Deities of the Styx, ministers of death, I shall not appeal to your cruel mercy, I take a tender husband away from this deadly fate, but I surrender to you a faithful wife, deities of the Styx. So she gives herself up so her husband can live. So as I mentioned, many artists have loved singing this aria. So I'm thrilled today to be playing a recording of La Divina Maria Callas. I think when you listen to this recording, it's one of those things you never forget, honestly. So let's listen to Maria Callas singing Divinité du Styx with George Petre conducting.
Divinité du Styx,
Definitely one of the premier voices of all time, right? So.
I would agree. I have to say I have a huge penchant for Maria Callas and would listen to her any day, anytime, over anybody.
There you go. All right, let's go on.
So the next French opera that is being featured on the program is Massenet's Manon. So we go right from this early, you know, the Baroque, early classical, right into early Romanticism. And the story of Manon has been made into opera several times. Our listeners may know Puccini's Manon Lescaut. So Massenet was born in 1842 and died in 1912. And he was a French composer and he wrote over 30 operas. But the most frequently performed are Manon and Werther. He became a professor at the Conservatoire in Paris and he taught there. Interestingly enough, his teacher or his composition teacher was Ambroise Thomas, who wrote the great opera Hamlet. And among his students, Massenet's students, were Charpentier and Chausson. So again, there's this incredible tradition, you know, from Thomas through Massenet to Charpentier. His opera Manon was a huge success, and immediately it was, you know, performed all over the world, Europe, United States, everywhere. And along with Gounod's Faust and Bizet's Carmen, it has remained one of the cornerstones of the French operatic repertoire. The aria that we're going to hear today is sung by Des Grieux, Manon's true love. At this point in the opera, after their tumultuous fate, they split up quite dramatically, and for a while she goes off and she lives with an older rich nobleman. At this point, she's given up that life and she's entered into a convent. And Des Grieux sees her once again, and he remembers their sweet youth and her sweet youth and their time together. So we are going to listen to a master of the French repertoire, tenor Alfredo Kraus, singing Je suis seul à fouiller douce image, with Michel Plasson conducting.
We will listen to that, then take a short break and be back with more.
Qui m'obsède et pourquoi? C'est l'office.
J'y vais.
Mon Dieu, de votre flamme, purifiez mon âme et dissipez à sa lueur l'ombre qui passe encore dans les fonds de mon cœur.
Welcome back to WCRI's presentation of the Newport Music Festival, and we are enjoying this wonderful summer weather we've been having this last week, and looking forward to a great summer. I'm Mike Mano, sitting with Pamela Pantos, the executive director of the festival, and Pamela, I'm glad that you do most of the narration of this, because your French is much better than mine.
Oh, I don't know about that. We'll have to hear you speak French sometime, Mike.
Eh bien.
Eh bien. There we go. So this next aria is from Gounod's Faust that we just mentioned briefly. And I think I'm going to have to come back another time, Mike, to talk about all these French opera composers, because we're kind of whizzing through them. Charles-François Gounod, there you mentioned my French and now I messed it up. Charles-François Gounod lived from about 1817 to 1893. He is best known for his Ave Maria, based on a work by Bach, as well as this opera Faust. Another opera still performed by Gounod is Romeo and Juliet. And another couple of interesting facts about him. His student happened to be Georges Bizet, who wrote Carmen. So again, there's this huge tradition in France of composers mentoring others, which is really quite remarkable. So Fanny Mendelssohn, who was the sister of Felix Mendelssohn, actually introduced to Gounod Johann Sebastian Bach's keyboard music. So for him, the well-tempered clavier was, as he said, the law to pianoforte study, the unquestioned textbook of musical composition. And it so inspired him that he took one of the melodies from the well-tempered clavier and created that beautiful Ave Maria that we hear all over the world. So again, you have Mendelssohn touching Gounod, touching Bizet. So the aria that we're going to perform this summer and that we're now going to hear is Avant de quitter ces lieux. It's from Gounod's Faust, as we said, and this is sung by Valentin, the brother of Marguerite. He has been called off to war, and he's not really worried about what will happen to him because of the sacred medallion that he has been given, which he sings about. But he is quite worried about his sister, who is going to protect her while he's gone. So he asks God to take care of her while he fights. And he says, he shall fight valiant for his country. And if he dies, he prays that he will be allowed to watch over his sister from heaven. So this is a very heroic role for the baritone. They often play the bad guys and the tenor's the good guy. But here we have a wonderful role for baritone Valentin, where he gets to be the superhero. And this is Dmitri Horstovsky, conducted by Konstantin Orbelian.
Oh,
I think when you said dramatic, that was a little bit of an understatement. That was a very dramatic piece and a great voice.
And so sad we just lost Dmitri Hortovsky a few months ago. So very sad for the opera world. We're going to stay with Gounod for a moment, as we will be performing several arias from his Romeo and Juliet this summer as well. This next piece that we're going to hear and that we'll be performing this summer is Juliet's aria Je veux vivre, I want to live. So I think everybody knows the story of Romeo and Juliet. But what's interesting is this is a very beautiful moment from Juliet, because when others speak to marriage of her, she's supposed to be getting married, she just sings that she wants to live inside her little dream where it is eternally spring. So there have been many, many great sopranos who have sung this role, and it was hard to pick a recording. But we are going to listen to Dame Joan Sutherland. And the reason for this selection is because the lightness and the youthfulness that she brings to this aria, when you hear it, you'll know immediately what I'm talking about. So here is Dame Joan Sutherland with conductor Francesco Molinari Pradelli and Juliette's aria Je veux vivre from Gounod's Romeo and Juliet.
Oh,
just amazing. What would French opera be without Georges Bizet? So we will be performing excerpts from his operas Carmen and the Pearl Fishers this summer on Saturday, July 14th at 8 p.m. at the Breakers. Mike, many seats for this performance are already sold, and so I would advise people, if they want to hear this glorious concert, that they buy their tickets now.
That's right. That's not a sales pitch. That's just a fact, and trying to get people to understand that a lot of these opportunities that you're going to have this summer are sold out very quickly, so don't delay.
Now, someone actually called the office the other day and said, oh my gosh, so many of the good seats are already gone for all of these performances, mm-hmm. so people really should hurry if they want good seats. So Carmen is one of the most famous operas ever written. And when people ask me, you know, they say, what opera should I see if I've never seen an opera before? I always say Carmen, because much of the music is recognizable, like da-da-da-da-da-da, or bum-bum-ba-dum-bum, right? Everybody knows those melodies. Yeah. So the music is recognizable because it's been used in the public forum. The story is simple. The stage and the costumes are fabulous. So it's a great first opera for somebody who has never been before. Georges Bizet lived from 1838 to 1875, and he had his career cut short by his early death, and it was truly a loss to the opera world. He was a brilliant student at the Conservatoire de Paris. He won many prizes, including the prestigious Prix de Rome. He was an outstanding pianist himself, and he loved theaters, you know, coming to him and making suggestions, and he composed a lot for his, you know, short life. He wanted success, and he staged a couple of operas during his life. He actually got to see Carmen once during his lifetime. After its premiere on the 3rd of March in 1875, he was convinced that the work was a failure. He died of a heart attack 3 months later, unaware that it would prove to be a spectacular and enduring success in the history of music. So that is very, very sad. And again, his premature death has been a significant loss to French theater. And sometimes we'll have to do a program just on Bizet because, you know, his Arlésienne, he's written so many beautiful pieces, symphonic works as well as opera. So again, the problem here was selecting one great Carmen to play because there have been so many. However, I did make a choice, and we are going to listen to Agnese Balza with Herbert von Karajan. She sings the Habanera, and of course he conducts. And what I love about Balza's Carmen is it's beautifully sung, but at the same time, you feel the character. It's raw and visceral, and it's a very experiential performance. So here we hear Agnese Balza singing the Habanera.
I'm sure you've made the right choice. We will listen to that, then take a short break and be back with more.
Si je te me regarde dans
We are back with WCRI, special presentation of the Newport Music Festival, and Pamela Pantos is here on this wonderful beginning of summer. we forgot spring. We're just going to the beginning of summer. I'm Mike Mano, and for those of you that are interested, make sure you can check out newportmusic.org, O-R-G, newportmusic.org. Get all the information about all the events Pamela talks about over all these many weeks that we've been doing this, and we will continue to do that. So now let's pick up where we left off.
Absolutely. So let's continue with Bizet. As we mentioned, he wrote not only Carmen, but The Great Pearl Fishers. For many years, the Pearl Fishers duet was the only piece that audiences knew from this opera, and it was very, very popular, and when you hear the duet, you'll know why. But now the entire opera has come back into the repertoire. And this summer, in our program, the audience will hear the gorgeous soprano aria, Comme Autrefois, as well as this duet. So let's just get right into this one. We are going to listen to two of the greatest opera singers who have ever lived, Luciano Pavarotti and Nikolai Jarov, singing the duet Au fond du temple saint from The Pearl Fishers by Bizet.
Oh.
We're having a wonderful time listening to the music you've provided, but we're running a little bit short on time, and I know this next piece that you want to play is a little long, so we'll let you talk about it and then probably listen to a portion of it. How's that sound?
Oh, that's great. Thank you so much, Mike. So this evening ends with some very fun French operetta that is still very beautifully composed by Offenbach, but I don't want to give that away. It is super fun. After that, there is one last piece. But before we listen to it, I again want to thank Vin de Bona for his very generous support of this evening, and again mention the four incredible singers who'll be joining us in Newport: Alexandra Bazio, soprano; René Rapier, mezzo; Santiago Ballerini, tenor; and Trevor Neal, baritone. The aria that concludes the evening is actually by an Italian composer, but he wrote a great deal in the French genre. This is Donizetti's Fille du Régiment, Daughter of the Regiment. And someday we're going to do an entire program on the bel canto.
Okay.
So very briefly about Domenico Gaetano Maria Donizetti. He lived from 1797 to 1848. Along with Rossini, Bellini, Donizetti was the leading composer of bel canto. So Donizetti's close association with bel canto had an undoubted influence on other composers that came afterwards, like Giuseppe Verdi. So this aria is the famous A Mes Amis, which has 9 high Cs. And that's what we're going to end the evening with. Please enjoy. Here it is sung by Juan Diego Flores and conducted by Ricardo Frizza.
You may not get to hear all 9 of the high Cs, but take our word. They're in the complete piece. We'll listen to a portion of it, and then Pamela will see you back here again next week.
Militaire, militaire, que mori, militaire. me voici, militaire et marine.
Thank you for listening to WCRI's Festival Series featuring the Newport Music Festival. For more information on the festival, special seasonal concerts, to purchase tickets, or to donate, call 849-0700 or visit newportmusic.org.